Yep.
We're up. I'd like to welcome everybody. Sorry. You're good.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the January meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown as well as online. If you're following online and wish to comment on any of the items on the agenda, please use the chat function to let Doug know in which item so he can let me know when you can participate. Like quorum, roll call, Director Reynolds.
Here.
Director Lusk.
Here.
Director Nave is absent. Director Watts is absent. Director Micah.
Here.
Director Wilson is absent. Director Berkeley.
Here.
And I'm here. We do have a quorum for our visitors. It will require unanimous, our rules require five affirmative votes to pass anything. So that means it'll have to be all of us. Everybody please stand and join me in pledges to the flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. And show the public hearing is starting at 5:02. Receive any public comments, requests to contest, and general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for exceptions to the district's water well spacing or minimum tract size requirements. Item A, applicant Mark and Donna Stockton of Weatherford, 487 Gopher Road in Weatherford, and they have signed up to speak. Doug?
Sir. This is an application for exception to minimum well spacing and property line spacing, and I'll go through it real quick. I'll give my recommendation, and I'll answer any questions, and I believe the applicants are here to speak as well. So Mark and Donna Stockton had submitted an application for spacing. The property is, as you can kind of see on here, let me turn on the pointer. There you go. It's kind of down by Greenwood Road, southwest of Weatherford. And so originally they had submitted in November, they submitted a new well application on a lot out there. The platted subdivision was approved. The subdivision was platted in 2021, so just over two and a half years ago. It's a 2-acre lot. Obviously, platted well after 2009, so it's got to be it's subject to all our spacing requirements. The original well location was 38 feet from the from the property line. Staff went out to visit the location, see if they could find somewhere that met spacing. When they got there, they found that of the lot, here's the lot, only about a third of an acre, so maybe a sixth of the lot is really usable. There's a creek that runs right here, and there's a significant drop off. You can see a picture here, significant drop off, and then it flattens out back here. And so because of this well, you're 144 foot from this well, you're about 38 feet from this property line. And I think they found it where it was just right at 150 feet from this well. So it's squeezed in here. Can't possibly be squeezed in anywhere in the front up here to meet both spacing to both of these wells, and it can't go back far enough to meet property line spacing. Again, you can see here the lot, just literally a third of an acre. This area back here, Kyle marked, is basically very little relief. In other words, it's pretty flat once you get on the other side of the creek. So my recommendation, that's basically it. My recommendation, because it was platted, 12 years after the spacing went into effect, my recommendation would be denial of the exception. I do have, if the board chooses to approve the exception, I've put together a list of requirements that I think, should be put on as stipulations. And the reasons I did this, and I talked to Ms. Stockton the other day, and I feel for her, right? I feel for the family. I understand. And as I told her, you know, maybe I should or shouldn't say this, but ultimately this really falls on the developer, right? You know, when they cut up this lot, they knew good and well that of the 2 acres, only about a third of an acre is usable. My big concern, and one of the driving, beside the precedent it would set by approving an exception on a lot that was platted 2.5 years ago, besides that precedent, my concern is the idea of putting a well and a septic on basically a third of an acre. I mean, I don't even know how. I mean, you go back to this picture. Here's 50 foot. The septic spray field, not just the septic itself, the radius, the edge of the spray field has to be outside of this circle. So that means you're going to have to maintain the entire septic spray field here or right here. I don't even know how that's possible. I don't know how you're going to get a septic and a well on this area right here. Again, the septic getting our issue, but I mean, ultimately it is because of the well. So one of the reasons, the stipulations I put forward, they're quite a lot about how the well is completed. The material that's used, Jared, you probably recognize this. These are basically PWS standards, right? Because my feeling is if you're going to have a well that close to a septic, you need to make sure that well is completed in such a way that you're not going to cause contamination. So that's basically this in a nutshell. Like I said, I understand their issue. I really wish there would be some more forethought when folks are cutting up this land about not just making it 2 acres, but what's the actual usable surface of these lots? Because again, once you get back on the other side of the creek, it's usable. It's just access to it because the creek runs all the way through. And I think you've got to come, it curves back this way. And so you've got to come down here and you can get around it. But that's about it. You know, I would say there is, you can't see in this map, but to a couple lots to the south, there's an access easement to the property behind here. I mean, theoretically, if their neighbor would let them, they could get in from behind here and get in here and drill back here and then run a line up there. And if the board's got any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, Tracy, I believe the applicants would.
Does the board have any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, sir.
The creek. Is it possible to cross the creek? I mean, it's limestone, it appears. Can you make a road across the creek?
I mean, there, Alicia, you've been out there. I mean, you can make a road pretty much anywhere.
But I mean, you know, within reason.
Within reason, it's a pretty steep drop off. Like I said, Alicia's the one that was out there.
Okay. And then do they intend to put a house? And I assume where? Does the house have to go with where the front third of the lot
is? Yes. Yes. The house has to go up here. And that's why I think theoretically, if you could probably find a spot that met spacing, but because of where the house is going to be, that's going to be the. Actually was in the creek.
First drop off is a flat area, but it's all rock. Like a little bit of vegetation, but it's stable.
Right.
But in the creek is the only area that would be all the.
Right. So yeah, they've got to get their house, their well, or they're trying to get their house, their well, and their septic all in this little area right up here. And if you look at it in a bigger picture, this lot here's slightly better, but this is, out of all the lots in this subdivision, this is the lot that, I mean, it just, the least amount of space. Yeah. Yeah.
Board have any more questions at this point?
Is it correct?
Are we going to be able to have discussion after we hear them speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it correct to assume that they bought a lot that they can't use for anything? If we don't allow them to have a water well, it's dysfunctional?
I wouldn't say it's dysfunctional because we're not telling them they can't have a water well. They've got an acre and a half back here. If they can get back there, they can drill a well back there. Because again, once you get on the other side of the creek, it's not a lot of relief. It's fairly flat back there.
They could drill back there.
Yes. I mean, you could. Let me see if I can find in.
There's roads everywhere back there.
Yeah, I was about to show. I was about to pull up on a satellite if I can get the internet to work.
What's that yellow? What's the other yellow line?
Is that a power
line? That's a gas line.
Gas line.
So you'd have to move off that. We did find spots that would meet. You've got to be 50 foot off the gas line. There are spaces that'll work. Let me show you some satellite images. Sorry, guys. The internet's being slow because we're streaming the meeting.
Is the easement tramp? Can you travel along the easement?
I have. Which easement?
The gas line easement.
I mean, it's probably like in my house. You can do what you want there and come.
Well, that's the whole. How wide is the easement?
Kyle said he's not sure if the gas line exists. It could also be shifted. Sorry, Kyle's online because he's homesick.
You don't look like there's an easement through there.
No, it doesn't. You don't see the scarring like you normally do. But it could be really old. Well, not real, not in that part of the world. So you can see. Come on now. Here's the lot right here. So theoretically, this is an easement right here. You could get up in here. You can see there's roads all over. If somebody would let them, they could get in right here, come back up here, and drill a well up in here, and run across, bore under the creek, whatever. So it could be done. So it wouldn't be like we're denying it, telling them, no, you can't have a well at all, because they would be up to whether or not their neighbor would let them access the property to get a drilling rig in here.
And those stipulations you drew from came from where?
So they're basically public water supply standards. So the town of Annetta, those are the requirements they've placed on folks drilling wells inside the city. And that's where we got those from.
And am I correct in presuming that the rigidity of them is to protect the groundwater from any possible contamination?
Correct. Correct. And I'll go through them quickly. I'm not going to go through it into great detail unless y'all want me to. Said the well shall be completed with steel or PVC F480, or it's much higher standard PVC. Well shall be cased from the bottom of the drilling hole to 24 inches above. It's pretty typical. Casing shall be cemented in place, sealed to protect underground. The inner space with 3 inches larger than the outside diameter of the casing. I've got in there that they've got a pressure cement from the top of the water bearing formation to the surface. They'd have to let us log the hole so we can open hole log so they can identify the water bearing formation. Concrete slab around the wellhead that's at least 18 inches thick, 6 inches below ground, 12 inches above. Enter into an agreement for enter into a monitor well agreement. Put an access tube on there for a sounder or a transducer. A bond log to make sure the well's cemented correctly. Limited. I actually put limited to 5 gallons a minute because of the exceptions. And then The supporting slab shall be enclosed. And then do a water quality test. So all these are, like I said, these are basically PWS standards. Public water supply. So basically, to absolutely ensure you're protecting the well from contamination.
And the reason for that is because they can't get, more than likely cannot get far enough away from the spray field on the septic system.
Even with those standards, it's going to be hard to get the required 50 feet from the spray field. I mean, you can see, I mean, it might be tight.
Yes, 150.
Yeah, that's PWS. But
I'm just saying if you was going to go by PWS.
Right, but for typical standards, you've got to be 150 feet away from any source of contamination. You can encroach up 250 feet to a source of contamination, so a septic system, septic lines, or the spray field, if the well is pressure cemented. Obviously, if we approve the exception, it's going to be pressure cemented. So that means they have this area right up here and this area right down here to put in a septic.
Is Trinity or Cross Timbers?
This is going to be all Trinity. This is going to be like the lower Trinity, so the Twin Mountains. Yeah, it's surfacing there. It's Paluxy and Glenrose are pretty much pinched out.
Almost some antlers.
So the alternatives would be these stipulations. A well in the back or a septic system in the back to separate them.
Right.
So.
Right.
They can't put that, can they? Can they put the septic in the back?
Sure. It's their property.
I can contaminate the water.
It'd have to be far enough off the creek. I mean, it's the same thing up front. You've got to, you can't run into the creek. It's not supposed to anyway.
Let's hear from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Miss Stockton, if whichever one are both of you up to this microphone, please identify yourselves. So, oh gosh, I'm back to school in trouble again.
I know you're tired already. I wanted to say thank you for letting us. I wanted to say thank you for letting us speak, and I wanted to say thank you to Mr. Shaw for helping me with an education, and my husband. For this education about wells, and I understand what the problem is, but since I'm a very visual person and a picture's worth a thousand words, I have a copy from the plat, and then my husband would like to address your concern about the septic, because we've talked at length to the neighbor to the north. And we understand how his septic works. But I just wanted to show you real quickly. They say a picture worth a thousand words, and I've never said a thousand words, less than a thousand words in my life, probably.
I was about to say, what would your teacher need to
It usually takes several thousand to get my plug across, but I promise to. There's two pages.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to insult your intelligence. The picture is the plat enlarged from the plat I bought at the county. And the plat on lot 19 shows that Mr. Sean, his technicians are correct. There is a huge rocky cliff, there is a creek, and there is a flat area. There is not a road that is a public road. The only access to this lot is from the front of the street. That you're seeing belongs to other people. Mm-hmm. There are other houses already developed all around there. So the number one, the blue and white flags, were placed by the district's representative, indicating 150 from existing wells on lot 18 and lot 20.
That is not what they indicated. I just want to be clear for the record. That is not, that they marked the proposed location for this exception hearing, which does not meet our spacing requirements. So it is not 150 feet from the nearest well, or it is not 50 feet from the property line. Correct. Right. Which is a property line. Correct.
35, 38.
Correct.
We put the orange static. Brandon, we are not professionals. We just had a string and a big long tape measure. But we had it before we lived in Parker County for a long time. We had Wales for a long time. If you go 145 feet from the well at Lot 20, and if you come 155 feet from the well on Lot 18, the orange stake is 50 feet back from the front property. Our intention, should we be allowed to the well where the orange stake is, that's a variance of 5 feet off one side of the property. And the septic on Lot 18 sprays off down the rocky cliff. And the septic is not near where the well at the orange stage would be. I appreciate y'all letting me speak to you.
Sure.
We're not expert measures, but there is a flat area up to the front. We can get away from either well on either side. We're away from the septic on the Lot 20 side, and the septic would go off down the rocky cliff and not to the creek.
Yeah, but I'm Mark Stockton. Thank you for letting me speak.
The issue, and it's a valid concern about the septic runoff and stuff, but both the neighbor to the north and to the south have their spray field has run, like he's proposing, running the water up the hill. They're running their sewer down the hill. And the spray field doesn't impact the creek. And I assume that's what the septic person gets approved, is how that should work. You know, the argument could be made that we didn't do our due diligence when we bought this lot. We didn't realize all the stipulations, and that's on us. But we're up to our neck in the situation. So if y'all will kindly consider giving us either 5 feet to be within the 150 line to the neighbors, or 15 feet to the front property line. And as you can see from the photograph up there, there's literally 1,000 acres to the west with no development at all. So either solution would be wonderful in our place. So I guess that's about it. Huh? Any questions?
If we don't allow the water, if the water district does not allow the drilling of a well, what would y'all do?
We'll have to put it on the market and pretend like y'all never talked to us. Not that that would be dishonest, but nobody told us. So, you know, I mean, this is our forever retirement home. I was a firefighter for 40 years. This is kind of what we were banking on. She's a retired school teacher. That shouldn't impact your decision at all, I understand. But we put all eggs in one basket.
So you're talking about, rather than the location that is flagged at the front, moving the well location back?
Well, the well location would still need to be up to the front.
Well,
the septic can go further down and not impact drainage to the well.
Or in back.
Yeah.
We'd have to look at topos and stuff like that.
Yeah, and secondarily, it does show roads down into that low flat spot. However, what it doesn't show is the fact that that's very marshy terrain. Our well person that we first visited with said that there's no way he would risk taking his rig down there because it would sink up to its axles.
I've got a friend that runs rigs, and he got one stuck last spring. It took him 3 months to get it out.
Yeah, see, I don't think I could afford that. Anyway, if y'all have any further questions, please ask.
I've got one. So if these, what are your thoughts about the stipulations if we grant the exception?
Well, as I understand it, the stipulations revolve around the septic contamination,
mm-hmm.
which – from our point of view, not being professionals, the septic will drain completely away from it. And like I said, the neighbors, both the south and north, have run their spray fields down into what is, we consider, the marshy area down there.
So how would you like it to be?
We can take care of the septic issue.
I feel confident about that. Help us is either approve 15 feet to the front property line, which is the road, and 1,000 acres, or give us 5 feet closer to one of the neighbors.
The road is not the property line.
Yeah, I think there's like a 10 or 15 foot.
And the picture you're looking at, the blue flag was the first time we went out there. So it's not the spot on here. That blue flag is much closer to the property line in the pictures they sent. Leisha went back out there a second time. And what your location you're looking at there is the furthest she could possibly physically get away from any of the three, the other two wells in the front property line.
What the difference between the two of them, basically?
In the creek is, you know, only five.
Right. And the creek is, or off the edge, is the only place you can get 50 off the property line, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get 50 off the property line without being down in where it drops off into the creek.
Let me offer up something that you're quickly going to shoot down.
Hey, man, you guys can do what you want. My biggest concern here is the precedent we set. Right.
So
I truly feel for these folks, but the precedent we set would be a benefit for developers, right?
So
because they see that and like
there could be a possible way around it. And I know Brian's fixing to probably start rolling his eyes if back when we used to drill oil and gas wells, there was a rule that says you couldn't drill 330 foot from the property line. So what we'd do is we'd go in and we would drill on the property line, but we would steer down so the formation was penetrated actually 330 foot from the property line.
Directional drilling.
Basically, what you would do on something like this, you're only looking at a few feet. I mean, you're looking at a very slight angle. If you wanted to go do a deviation log, what you would do is you would drill up there where you're at, and you would let it deviate. You would let somebody set a mud motor or something. They drill on mud, and they just drill at a slight deviation, and you would do what's called a deviation log. And the deviation log would show exactly where the bit penetrated the formation. I know I've looked for it. I know it's not in the rules. So
no, it's not. And because typically for domestic water wells, even public water supply wells, who's going to spend the money for directional drilling?
Yeah, but even on that, you're looking at a few feet. You could just do a mud motor. You wouldn't have. I mean, we're not steering. We're just going down out of. I mean, you're probably talking 1 or 2 degrees. You'd take a deviation log and prove where it penetrated, and then you could get if somebody was to come back and say, well, you let these people drill. Well, no, we didn't. We have the proof here that the formation was penetrated X number of feet away from any of the radiuses. Now, there is not a rule that applies to that.
So you would still be you'd still be approving an exception. It would just have those stipulations. And I'm okay with that because it's still putting in a burden on somebody that you can't just go drill a well wherever you want on a recently platted 2-acre lot. It
shifts the cone of depression back into their property.
Right? Theoretically, yes.
Theoretically.
Finding a driller around here that could do that, good luck.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're going to have somebody knows what they're doing.
Right.
But it would be more money, but it still would be less money than bulldozing all the trees and putting in a driveway across the creek.
Right.
So, you know, you're talking, you know, probably five figures more on the water well.
Right.
And you're not talking about a bunch of fancy equipment, but more fancy equipment.
Right.
But it would still, and it's going to be way more expensive, but it would still be less expensive than taking out the whole creek and doing all of that rigmarole.
Right. I would still, my preference, Shaw's decision, my preference would still be for them to at least attempt to contact the neighboring landowners to see if they could get access to get around to the back of their lot.
Instead, if there's a marsh area where they can't get rigs in them.
That's at the creek. If you're coming in from the back.
Go back to your.
I might interrupt, and with all respect to your opinion, but I got down there last week and walked in that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would not cross it. This one. The guy to the north has a stock tank, the dam is leaking, so that whole area has just turned into a giant marsh.
Okay.
He said he's got to have to pay somebody to come in and fix the dam.
But yeah, but even then, they'd have to bulldoze to get in here.
Probably because they recently dug it.
You know, and even if they can access it to drill a well, how are you going to service it in 8 or 10 years to pull it and put a pump on it?
I get it. Again, my concern is the precedent we set.
Yeah. And is your, the biggest concern is spacing? Or spacing and septic?
Well, it's septic is obviously a concern, but spacing is because, to my knowledge, since we've been here, I do not believe we've granted an exception on a 2-acre lot that was platted after 2009. So this would be a first.
We've had some smaller ones.
In 15 years, this would be a first. And that means you then open the door for every home builder that builds homes in this district to come in and set before this board and say, you approved this one. Why won't you approve ours? That is my concern. And I know, maybe that's not a lot, but it is a concern for us because we would be the ones getting all those calls.
Have you all talked to the builder, the developer, whoever sold you the lot?
They're unreachable.
Things
like one and done.
Screwed
off the map.
We've experienced that.
Yeah.
Rise.
There are other houses being developed into the right now, but they were not in that.
It's all off the secondary market.
Not bought off the secondary market?
Yes.
So you didn't buy from the guy that planted this.
Yes, friends.
And it's our understanding that the developer had a well, something to do their wells for them, because they did the condition building.
Trick the water.
So many of these people.
It looks like they bought it from Koken was Brad Kokenauer, this developer. He sold it in 2022 to Brittany and Jared Jensen. Brittany and Jared Jensen sold it in March of last year to Mesa Homes, and they purchased it from Mesa Homes in October.
Has there ever been an application to drill a well at this site?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm guessing those folks probably came to the realization before submitting an application and probably passed it off. That would be my guess. Very, very, I mean, a couple thousand a year we look at that for these new developed lots. Very rarely do you see one. It's usually developer, home builder, then people that live there or developer, people live there. Very rarely do you see this change hands like several times like this.
Heck, quickly.
Right.
It's got the aesthetic pluses, but yeah.
I mean, if the septic can be on the other side, then somebody's got to get over there with equipment anyway, right? Okay.
Does that change your stipulations?
No.
Okay.
My recommendations are not changed.
Okay. So if we grant the exception, are you going to drill the well?
Yes. with y'all's approval.
Sure. Okay.
Like I said, we put all our eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
And I would also say that a board would take cases based on things as well as how they may be in the patient and someone else has asked. But I found that granting a lot of attention and I'm keeping it that way.
Unfortunately, there's members of Mr. Berkeley's profession that like to force people to follow that called certain types of attorneys. If they can find an exception, they try to beat you over the head with it. That's Doug's concern, and I recognize it. Question, Doug, you said...
Well, it would be a conversation. Like, I mean, my staff and for myself would be having conversations daily about... 15 years, you didn't improve. Now you did. So
you put in there 5 gallons a minute instead of 17.33. Ergo, the cone of depression is.
Yeah, that's why I had
it. It narrows down.
Another reason that's ratcheted down.
Yep. Have you talked to anybody about access to the back of the property besides the neighbor to the north where it comes? That guy's got the easement all the way up there. Has.
And he said, absolutely, in a certain sense, it is rained down. He said it would go up to his axles in 3 months.
Yeah.
So,
answer the question. We don't, if that is a person who has a road to a house, and they own like 80 acres, they own the
I am correct that you cannot move that well farther back, just right. Straight. I'm just where the trees are.
It is physically impossible to get that well 50 foot off the front property line without being in the creek. Well,
it can be, but it cannot be. It cannot be.
Right.
50 off, it then becomes 150 from one well.
Because I'm guessing you go over into this area right here to get 50 off, right, Leisha?
That's what I'm asking.
Yep.
But the lower production level takes care of the well conflict.
Possibly, yeah.
In theory.
It's definitely close to the creek edge at 50 feet back. I can get 150 with one well, but then it's 136.
But 5 gallons a minute versus 17.
Right.
Well, conflict should be lessened.
I would still, it's still an exception.
Yes.
I would still,
oh, yes.
Again, it's the board's decision.
So I'm gonna have to say that I think Doug is correct in that I work with developers for a living, and I think you would be opening Pandora's box even if you granted one. And I think here's what we consider. I think you consider talking to your neighbor and seeing if you can get an access. I mean, sometimes I've had them grant them for me when I didn't have access. I've had them grant me some access. I can't tell what kind of trees those are. You might could get a bobcat back there and clear. It wouldn't take a very big clearing to drill on air back there. You could go back there and get you an air rig. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to drill on fluid. Now, he's probably talking about drilling on fluid, getting mud pits in there and all that stuff. It would be heavy. An air rig I've had in places like that. So, I would think probably before we pursue this and set a precedent, I think the first thing that we would do is get a no from your back door neighbor. Cause sometimes, and trust me, I work with people. I know they can be like, no, we don't want anybody living up there. You're not getting on our property to drill your water well. I know that's a possibility. But I still don't think in good conscience we could go and grant an exception when all avenues have not been exhausted. And so I think, you know, you might be pleasantly surprised you got not really three, because you couldn't really access it from the property from the directly to the north and the south. You'd have to get that one guy that's got the easement that goes up there.
Southeast corner of the property.
Yeah. But trust me, my heart breaks for y'all. But when you do something, you have to consider the legal ramifications. And as soon as that got out there, there would be people literally bombarding, because I work with developers for a living. I do this for a living, and I know how people think. And so I think there is I get the logic behind y'all. Trust me, I get it. Okay. I'm not saying all this to be unsympathetic or mean or anything, but I think at this point, if there's still a slight option of something out there, like where you can get an access from these people's property, and you can get in there and drill a well, and then, you know, in a few years they can get a hand rig out there or something and work on it if they need to, I still think there's a possibility for some kind of access, and you could just draw up a temporary easement or something like that, buy them a barbecue dinner or buy them a new get them whatever they want a new electric bicycle or something like that. Buy them a gift and butter them up or something. I think before we go down the rabbit hole of granting an exception that has never been granted in the history of this district and setting a precedent that would literally open Pandora's box to developers, I think we need to pursue the option of getting an access to the backside.
If we could find somebody that would be able to do the drilling at a slant, could be those requirements, would that be something to pass on?
You know, there's not really a rule that, because I've looked at having doing this before, there's not really, the rules exist in the Railroad Commission, but they don't really exist in water wells, because nobody's dumb enough to do it but me, right? I mean, you know, so nobody, you know, I go down rabbit holes I shouldn't go down. I think that's not something we could consider tonight, because there's not really anything to base it off of. There's not an exception.
It would still be just an exception, right?
Yeah. Okay.
We still literally have to, like, I get what you're saying theoretically and logically, but by the letter of the law, it's still an exception, because we still have to measure off the wellhead.
Right.
Because we don't have those rules like the Railroad Commission.
You know, the only thing you would get out of that everything would be the same. You'd still have the septic problems and everything. The only thing that could possibly get out of that is you could go back and say, okay, this was an exception, but we have the deviation to prove that we did not violate the spacing except. So you could, you know, that would be a legal argument on down the road. I bring that up in the meeting, but I think that probably needs to be discussed more in detail and up here at the dais sitting here trying to figure this out.
Yeah, and I think you're correct. That's something we need to, when we get into rules, we might take a hard look at. Probably won't, but we need to look at it.
Yeah, it's
worth a discussion.
I'm going to make a suggestion that we table this one, let you folks check with whoever's got well 17393 up there. If you notice, if you go up to the northwest, they're basically, their little trail in there comes almost to the back of your property. That's a potential access point for you to the other side where it's flatter. Let you look into that. Otherwise, we're back at what we're talking about, either this exception with these restrictions on it. If they could go to the back of the property, they would meet all the other spacing requirements more than likely. I'm not going to hold you totally to it. I said more than likely.
Yeah, I've been to their back area. So I don't even know if that gas line is actually there, but I know.
Yeah,
it is.
There is a gas line there.
Correct. Runs north and south.
I mean, but it looks like if it is exactly where it is.
East west.
Yeah.
If it is exactly what you're seeing, I think it can get something where it actually is, but I mean,
let's table this and explore, see if there is a possibility for them to come in the back. Then they can find out from that neighbor whether yes or no. If not, then we're back to where we are. I am going to ask another thought, and I don't know if you've looked into it. And I do not know the cost on this, so don't shoot me. Although, Jill's probably going to shoot me. But have you looked at rainwater recapture system for water? How many square foot house are you talking about doing? So, and I would suggest this. We do rainwater recapture grants for nonprofits. We started, we've actually done it over the last 5 years. We've done now four. We did two last year. We're doing a grant application. And Jill's become our expert on that. That's why I was being cautious about getting shot at.
There are folks, I mean, I know it's not ideal, but there are entire subdivisions down in Dripping Springs, that area that, I mean, we're talking like million-dollar homes that their only source of water is rainwater.
This district has done some articles on a gentleman, Sunset area.
Yeah.
That has been totally for probably 10 years now. I know of one in Clay County between Henrietta and Wichita Falls. There is no water there. That was their only option for their house. So, you know, you might look into that.
It would help.
No. It. Talk with Jill. She knows it. All the stuff on that, but that might be an alternative here. I mean, you've got a beautiful lot that's got a whole lot of problems.
You plan to make this your permanent residence?
Yes.
And you all need to talk to the people that sold it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that you said Mesa Homes?
Well, it was a real. Yeah. Mesa Homes was the owner.
Well, Mesa Homes sounds like it's an entity of some kind. Mm-hmm. You need to talk to those folks. Because
this is a good, they were aware of the situation.
Yeah, and there are disclosures. If you look at your standard state of Texas real estate disclosure form, I mean, it goes on for pages, you know. Are there termites? Are there, you name it, anybody ever found dead on this location? You know, you may want to explore that route. There may be something that can be done to help you. I mean, they sold you something, and they suckered you into it,
yes.
Possibly so.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table this and let the Stockton's do more due diligence.
Okay. Motion by Director Lust. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We will table this. Like I said, get with Jill. I'm thinking this is probably a good candidate for that. But I can't tell you what the cost comparison is. So
let us know. Just let us know.
If you can go in from the back, and Doug will correct me if I'm a mistake here, we just simply set a new location for the well and move it over.
You don't have to come back here. If you can go back to the back, let's say you call them tomorrow. They say, yeah, you can go back there. You get new coordinates. Your application's approved the next day.
So,
thank you so much.
Well, and appreciate your understanding. We've had some that never did understand. So, thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you, guys.
I've been there 42 years.
At a grocery store, Milton Carter.
Would you believe that Milta is, I serve on a museum board,
yeah.
And Milta is one of our donors. I'm glad to hear you understand that. There's some people in Bowie that don't understand that. Well, yeah, but we all. Well, thank you.
If you want
to appreciate y'all's kindness.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I've got a friend that lives in Poolville. That has put in a rainwater system.
Okay.
And that I'm sure he would be happy to share with you.
That may be a very reasonable option.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's potable water, but the fact is he collects it. He just doesn't use it for drinking.
Mm-hmm. It can be done.
But once you collect it, then you can cure the
problem.
But he's very happy. I mean, he just gushes over it.
Good.
So, I could give you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Item B, Barhide Ranch, P.O. Box out of Odessa, location 400 Perkins Road in Poolville. Doug?
Fairhide Ranch. I'm going to try to go, these are all, the next six permits are very straightforward. I'm going to go through them. If y'all have any questions, ask me. I'm going to go through them pretty quick.
I'm going to ask the board a question because Doug and I have talked about this a little bit. Is this a candidate for consent agenda things where the general manager agrees with them? They have the rights to that amount of water and stuff. But think about that as we go through these. We've not gone that policy.
And we'll have to talk to Brian about the logistics, but we could possibly do something. All right, Bearhide Ranch. You want to know something interesting? Ask me what the place is, and I'll tell you. Bearhide Ranch, just over in Poolville. They got we got an application for an operating permit. They've got one existing well. It is it's a replacement well they drilled, Jay, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It's in the cross timber, so it's 25,000 gallons per acre. They've got 50 acres. They've asked for 450,000 additional gallons. That is what they can get. That request is based on their pumping this first half of last year and assuming and some growth within their little resort campground, whatever. I think the word for it is naturist resort. That's going to be some growth. My recommendation is approval of their request of 450,000 gallons. And the grand scheme of things, actually a very small request. My recommendation is a motion to approve operating permit 191P in the amount of 450,000 gallons per year.
Fort Evans, since you said that they're having added growth, what about, and that this is their limit on how much water they can get?
They'll have to figure it out.
What about overuse?
I mean, they'll be subject to penalties if they overpump, just like anybody else.
How are you going to tell that?
Because they report to us.
They've got a meter.
I just wanted to make sure that was in the discussion.
Well, it's not even in the discussion. They already report to us.
Okay.
They're a non-exempt system. Everybody we talk about permits like this, they submit meter readings and report to us.
Okay. So you didn't mention that, so.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Do they need a water heater?
Enough. We can laugh later. Any other questions?
Probably not.
You notice all this is coming from the Hood County representative.
I didn't say a word, man.
You're giggling.
I have not said a word.
Chair would entertain a motion to approve the general manager's request.
I make that motion.
Do I hear a second? I'll second it. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, City of Tolar.
Would you switch that?
System ID 030H.
Turn the AC on. I'm sorry. Permit 030H. This is for the City of Tolar. We received an application for an operating permit from the city in November. Again, they're not seeking a new well. This is just to increase their permit volume. They've got multiple existing wells, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wells. City limits is 728.4 acres. The aquifer is 374-foot average thickness across that. Multiply that by, you take out their historic use permit, which is 37 million gallons. They're left with about 98.79 million gallons that they could get. They're requesting 56,105,125 gallons. This request is based on their current use, about 277 gallons per day. They currently have 534 active connections. They have 525 lots in various stages of development. So if you add those 525 additional lots, you come out with the 56 million gallons. Well, you come out a little bit more than that, but that's how they justify the 56 million gallons they're asking for. And it's based on current pumping and growth.
And just so make sure I'm reading the numbers right, if they complete build out,
they'll need to come back and
they're not going to have enough.
They're going to have to amend again. They can get more.
They can amend. They've got 42 million more they can get.
Right.
But they're not going to have enough.
Right. They'll have to amend the operating permit. which I think it's, you know, things have slowed down, so they'll probably have plenty of time for that. But there are that many lots in various stages of development that they expect to come online in the next few years.
Okay.
And you're budgeting about 300 gallons per day per lot with correct. That number.
Correct. Yes, sir.
But that's what they've been consuming, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yeah, that request, that justification comes from them. We always ask that they submit that, so we have it justifying that what they're asking for.
Any other questions? Chair to entertain a motion to approve the general manager's request.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second from Director Lusk. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, applicant David Denson out of Bowie. System ID 055M along FM 174 west of Bowie. The frackers are back.
Yep. That's what this is. They're looking for a permit. These are two existing wells that were used. I think these are EOG wells.
They're dense. That's what was part of what I did my dissertation.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even recognize it. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are EOG wells. EOG turned these back over to the landowner. The landowner chose not to apply for a historic use permit. Apparently some activities coming back in the area, and they are looking to produce these wells again. Mr. Denson, David Denson, he's actually pooling the resources from several family members for this area to come out with 3,800 acres. It's cross timber, so it's only $25,000 an acre. At that volume, they could get up to 96 million gallons. They're asking for 55 million, and that was – he said 50, I think it was a typo – is to drill and frack five wells.
And you've confirmed that was a typo?
We did not confirm that, but I'm
almost... Can't imagine doing 50 wells out of that amount.
No.
Quick question, since that's over 3,000 acres. Is that 3,000 acres in Montague County and Huntington?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All in Montague County, all contiguous.
It's getting close to the line.
It's all contiguous. It's all families. David owns part of it, and then... I think there's a family, not an LLC, maybe a trust, the rest of it in. And so we have a letter, basically a document signed and notarized by the trustee saying that they can utilize that acreage for this permit.
Okay.
My recommendation is approval of the permit in the amount of 55 million gallons per year.
Board, have any questions, General Manager? I assume nobody's hit the chat function on you so far.
No, sir.
Other than Kyle. If not, Chair to entertain a motion to approve the General Manager's request.
I'll make the motion again.
Motion by Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, applicant owner, Bosky Ranch Headquarters out of Weatherford, system ID 201P. Doug?
Yes, sir. This Bosky Ranch, on the Brazos. It's down in Silverado on the Brazos. You may be familiar, rather famous owner. It's got a big arena out there. There's actually a restaurant in the arena. They have events out there. They shoot TV shows out there. They have horse events out there, RVs, so RV hookups. They're going to use an existing well for all of that stuff. They've got 606 acres, 293 foot thick, 280 foot well, so it's limited to that 280 foot. Deduct off 2 acres for one other registered well. They could get up to 84 million gallons. They actually asked for 16 million gallons, but the justification they gave only came out to just over 1 million gallons. So I'm not real sure what the 16 came from. So my recommendation is 1.188 million that I'm recommending is based on, and Kyle's not here, and Kyle, hop on and say something if you've talked to the applicant about this, but that – yeah. That recommendation is based on this justification they gave. Kyle,
Yes, that's correct. The 16 million gallons was taking the 31 gallons a minute and multiplying it out like it's pumping 24/7.
That's what I thought. So they actually provided justification for 1.188 million gallons. So my recommendation is approval of the permit in the amount of 1.188 million gallons per year.
Have you had a conversation with them about that recommendation?
Kyle, did you talk to
Leanne? I spoke with Leanne. She knew that's what I was doing. Whenever she first calculated it out, she just did the math, you know, the
right.
Pumping 24/7. And then she was like, you know, she worked through what they actually needed and sent me that.
Yeah. So, yes. Kyle, you do sound a little rough.
Sound better.
I move that we accept the recommendation from the general manager.
A motion by Director Lust. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, Freisinger Construction out of Weatherford, system ID 202P. Doug?
Yes, sir. This is just northwest of Weatherford. We originally had an application come in a while back, approved domestic well, had another one come in November. Staff went out there, saw there were some duplexes being built. Kyle reached out to Mr. Freisinger. We met with him. I believe, you know, in discussion, you know, he understands the process, and I believe he's got plans long-term of putting in a PWS system, a PWS well, but because of the number of connections, because that it is duplexes, and the second well taking the volume up above 17.36 gallons a minute, it then makes this a non-exempt system. The proposed well meets all spacing requirements. I didn't put a map in here, but it's, you know, a 200-foot well, 10 gallons a minute. It's more than 150 feet from another well, more than 50 foot from any property line. So the well's good. As far as the allocation, 24.27 acres associated with the project. Aquifer's 484 foot thick. They're proposing to drill 200 foot. So with this, until they drill, if they drill a bigger, deeper well, they can get more. But with the 200-foot well, they're limited to just under 2.5 million gallons per year. They're requesting 682,000 gallons per year. And that request is based on the current, 150 gallons per day for six duplexes, 12 connections, multiplied by 365 days, and then 70 gallons per day for a commercial building containing two connections. Coming out to 682,550 gallons per year.
We did convert his original well from a domestic to a non-exempt.
It's part of the system, correct? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. The original well, so it would, the system would include, I don't have it on here. Actually, I do.
Does
19576 and then the new well 20497 would both be included on the system.
Has he been operating that system yet?
No, the second well is not drilled yet.
So he's not been providing water to duplexes yet?
With the exempt well. With the one well, it's under 17, so it's exempt.
Okay.
And so the second well makes it non-exempt.
Okay. So at that point, it transitioned
right.
Over. Okay. All right.
The addition of the second well is what triggered this permit.
Right. Board, have any other questions from General Manager? Chair to entertain a motion to approve the General Manager's recommendation?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, Luminant Generation Company out of Irving, operating permit system 085H, Hood County.
Yes, sir. This is for the power plant down there on the river. They currently operate three wells, well IDs 48, 49, and 50, some of the earliest wells registered. Purpose of the operating permit is just to increase their permit volume. Their current historic use permit is for 8.55 million gallons. They're asking for just under 34 million. The request being that they're transition, what they told Kyle, and Kyle, correct me, and I believe Ryan with Luminance Online, what they had said to Kyle is, they're transitioning to more groundwater because of the quality of surface water, I believe is correct. I believe
yes, that's correct.
So they're transitioning to groundwater due to quality. And Ryan, I believe with Luminant, is that correct? Do you have anything to add?
Yes, sir. We're looking at moving off of surface water as much as possible. The surface water there in Lake Granbury is not ideal. Requires a lot of treatment. The groundwater in the area is much higher quality, requires a lot less treatment. So that requires a lot less work on facility staff, and it's a lot better for the equipment. Requires less maintenance and less chemical use and things like that, which also helps our wastewater discharge.
So, I would add, Ryan and Tracy, you guys can shoot me for saying this, but Luminant should be aware that you're transitioning away from a renewable resource to a finite resource. So just make sure y'all have that in mind, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Someday you're going to have to go back.
What are they using it for? Is it using for not used for makeup water?
It's what they use there for generation.
Oh, it's a boiler feed water.
I believe so.
Yes,
so,
feed water, process wastewater for the combustion turbines.
Yep.
Okay. I just assume when I looked at it that it was for all the facilities, the bathrooms and the cafeteria.
Yeah, so they're requesting 21.4. I misspoke. They have 33.9 million available. They're asking for 21,444,855 gallons. And my recommendations, approval as requested. Everything falls in line with what they're eligible for.
Any further questions from the board? Chair to entertain a motion to accept the general manager's recommendation. Motion by Director Lusk. Do I hear a second? All right, I'll second one. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
That's all of them.
All of them, and show we're closing the public hearing at 6:07. I don't know if anybody needs a break, but we shouldn't take very long to finish up.
It's quick.
Okay.
One item after the consent agenda.
Yes. We do not, no investment report this month, is there?
Actually, we do have an investment report.
Okay. You had it on the agenda. Consent agenda, which includes normal and customary non-controversial items. Any board member can pull any item off the consent agenda, and we can take it up individually. This month, the consent agenda includes the minutes from the regular board meeting and public hearing of December 11th, approval of bank statement ending December 30th, 2023, payment of bills and invoices received through today, reimbursement of expenses incurred on behalf of the district through today, and approval of a request for extension applications submitted through January of this year.
I have 5 extensions to add that came in since I sent everything out.
Okay.
Well IDs 17821, 17953, 19784, 19723, and 18749. I would note that the first two, you don't have to add all of them in, and they don't have to be written in.
You can just add it in the minutes.
We don't write all of them in the minutes anyway. The first two I noted, this is their 5th. We've never granted more than 5 extensions, and so I've told them this would likely be, or Lena has told them this would likely be their last.
I was going to ask you if we're about to hit the limit on some of these.
The first two I listed is their 5th, and we've never granted more than 5. And I remember when we granted that 5th, when we had that discussion at that meeting, that should probably be the limit.
When was those 2 filed? What year?
I mean, 5 extensions is 122, 43, 60. That's a year and a half with the first one. It's 2 years.
Okay.
So.
Do we need to put that on the agenda next month and make a policy decision, or are you just not going to grant anymore?
I can put them on here if they ask again, and we can just deny them.
Or we can set a policy.
We could, either way.
So, but I knew we were getting close to hitting some of those. So.
Right.
Okay. Per the consent agenda with the addition of 5 additional extensions, Chair to entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. Motion by Director Lusk. Do I hear a second?
Aye.
Got it from Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2 is moot. Item 3 is approval of quarter investment report.
I have no recommendations. I was just looking again. There's nothing. None of our CDs are coming due for quite a while until the next quarter. Yep. It is good to note that we've transitioned everything that's come up that we bought in times when interest rates are really low. We've transitioned to – we've got – quite a bit of money earning 4% or better, and a really good chunk of money earning 5% or better. So we've transitioned to some much better investments recently because of interest rates, but no recommendations right now. Cause none of the CDs are coming due or maturing.
Looks like by the end of next year, we'll have all the low interest moved over to something else.
Yep. Correct.
Need approval of quarterly investment report.
I'll make that motion.
Motion on Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4, discussion and consideration of proposal service order submitted by Collier Consulting, Inc. related to an upgrade to the district's online data management system, Hydros. Included but not limited to authorizing the general manager to negotiate changes to the proposal service order, execute the proposal service order on behalf of the district, and expend funds related to the completion of work outlined in the proposal service order and take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. So if you all remember, 8 years ago now, we hired Collier to develop us an online database. So before that, we had a tabletop database that lived a couple years and then was outdated. We transitioned to an online data management system that's a living software, so it's updatable. It's not going to ever, go out of date. But when we hired them and had that built, we were still 3 years away from adopting permitting. We didn't even have an understanding of what our permitting system would look like. So the system currently maintains all our well registrations, all the information of that, all the attachments, all the water level data, all the production data. But we need to get permits in there. And so Jay's been maintaining permits outside of our database for a couple of years, but it's getting kind of cumbersome. And so we met with them and kind of talked about transitioning and getting the permits into the system. And it may seem like a small change, but it actually requires quite a bit of back-end work. They have to... it's quite a bit of back-end work. I put out the proposal. I don't know if y'all got a chance to look at it. But they've got to do kind of an overhaul of the way things are set up so they can start attaching, all the wells to different systems and getting the permits attached. So we've got a proposal to complete that work for just over $70,000, $71,315. We have set aside $250,000 for technology development. So we've got plenty of money set aside. I think our options are we could keep going along and maintaining our permits in a spreadsheet or in a access database outside this system and manually doing checks. But by getting them in here, the check that Don talked about earlier, how do we know somebody overpumps? Well, once this gets integrated in, it's just an automatic. As soon as Jay enters production, it'll tell you, here's what they pumped this year, and here's their permit volume. So we're not having to go out and spend a bunch of extra staff time putting it, querying it out of the database, the separate database, and comparing the volumes. So that being said, we've got a proposal. There are a couple things that we're going to need to iron out with them, but my recommendation is approval or authorizing the general manager to negotiate the final proposal, execute the proposal / contract amendment on behalf of the district and expend funds not to exceed $75,000 on this project.
Among the things you've got to negotiate or clarify is payment schedule.
Right. Yeah, Tracy pointed that out. In the original contract we had with them, they had a payment schedule. I haven't looked at the original contract in a while.
Multi-phase, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I know, it's been a long time ago. It wasn't all up front. It was...
Yeah. So you'd mentioned, payments over time, which I would feel better about. I definitely don't want to pay it all on the front end, but we'll negotiate that with them as well.
What about a backup system just in case something breaks down here? Will they have it?
It's all cloud.
It's all cloud-based. It's cloud-based and it's backed up. They use Amazon servers. Is that right? Yeah. So they've even got multiple servers. They've had servers go down and we don't notice. We've never, I think the most we've ever had is a couple half hour of downtime. I mean, it's
on this contract. Part of the terms, because we were the first customer,
mm-hmm.
was that we got virtually all the updates for free or minimal charge.
We did for,
we got to do some tweaks for minimal charge.
Right.
And so
we've gotten a ton of updates. We've done a couple minor upgrades that, you know, $1,000 here, $1,000 there. But this is the first big one. It's probably the only big one we'll ever have. And we always knew we would, right? We knew that we were going to have to integrate permits into it at some point in time.
And eventually, once we have Cross Timbers, we'll have to integrate that in too.
Very likely, yeah. Brandon and I, we talked about that briefly, but that's probably a year and a half, 2 years away. Because they'll have to update the Trinity in it as well, which will be minimal, but then they'll have to integrate. Actually, the Cross Timbers is in there. They'll just have to update it.
Well, we may go from surface acres to thickness.
Right. So we don't use this tool for that.
Okay.
We use a separate tool for that.
And just an observation, if you haven't looked at the financial report from last year, staff was frugal.
Tried to be.
We have end-of-year funds.
Tried to be.
So, in addition to our assigned funds, so it's not going to be a hit.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Would Collier be willing to, could you negotiate with Collier to input the last 2 years' data in there to make sure there's no bugs in it when they get it to us?
So the data's in there.
Oh.
Like all the production data, because the system already houses our production data.
Okay.
But the actual permits, right? Like y'all just approved, yeah. Like those permit volumes aren't, mm-hmm. there's not a place for those in there. So
how do those get in there?
Well, they're going to have to go in and basically remake the back end of the database, right? Create a bunch of extra data tables, link the existing, tables over to those. So they all link together.
Therein lies the rub.
The work.
Okay.
Yep. That's the work.
Okay. All right.
Which is why when and just Bob for your information, whenever we transition to this, transitioning to this type of cloud-based software that's not just a data like an access database, like this is a living, breathing thing that just continues to get updated, right? So that was always the idea, and we always knew we would have to get our permits in there some way. But when we adopted permitting in 2019, I think we approved this in 2015. So we didn't have any idea what permitting system would look like at that time.
We didn't know what kind of know which way we were going to go with permitting.
Right. But now we do. And before I jumped into this, I wanted to have Jay, who's got some experience and we've sent him some classes to use Access, to start to do this on the back end, so we would have an idea of what we wanted. And so we went into it a lot more educated of this is what we want. And so Jay and Kyle spent a day, sat down with them, talking about what we want, what we need, and they drew up the proposal based on that.
Jay, did that bid surprise you?
No.
We've got a lot of permits that we got to be back end and
it's just as well. It's just the back end changes, right? It is tons of hours. If you ever built and worked on databases like Access,
paid somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, Access is a lot easier now than it used to be.
Yeah.
But when you start creating all those tables and linking them and then checking for bugs, and so they'll do all that testing, all that's included in this.
I think the original contract was.
I only have one question.
140, I think.
Time element that you're going to give them. In other words, if you're talking about $75,000, are we going to give them 1 year to get it completed, or 2 years, or what would be the?
Trying to look through it. Do you remember what they said when Jay? It just says upon completion after passing all testing.
Well,
I remember they said probably 6 months, 3 to 6 months. To build the whole database, they didn't.
I understand it's going to take a long time, but the point is that procrastination is going to be a big part of it. Putting all this stuff, they're going to get bored with it. They'll say, get off and do something else.
Right.
The point is, when you make your negotiation of being able to make the payments, I don't recommend that you pay the full.
No.
And the whole point is that they have a reasonable time.
Yep. I'll get them to add a drop dead delivery date.
Go with 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, we'll find something reasonable.
Put a restriction, so they put a time element on it.
Okay. Okay, I will. I can do it.
Okay. Board have any more questions? What's the board's pleasure? I make a motion to accept this recommendation with my comments.
Okay. And Doug's got some other, but I talked to him earlier about
the
payment schedule and such.
Yep.
Go ahead, second. Second by Director Reynolds.
I'm going to dominate the minute second.
Well, there's nothing to say. You couldn't make every motion if you wanted to.
I know.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5, management report, general manager's report. I've got some at the end, so.
Not unless you have any questions. We've been working with those folks that didn't deed the additional groundwater estate with those weird groundwater rights under the lot, under the street. I think they're starting to realize next month, if they're not done, we'll have them on the agenda so we can throw down some heavier fines. Zane, you may or may not remember Zane. He was here a while back. He thought he wanted to run back and move back to West Texas. I don't think his wife liked that idea.
There's no trees out there.
So if you remember, Zane was here as a field tech. He went off, and while he was gone, he finished his master's degree and had been working as an extension agent in Schleicher County, south of San Angelo. And he came back. He's not just a field tech, but he's also taking over the trailer stuff from Jill. So he's been spending time with Jill. I figured that that year he spent with extension is great practice for working the trailer.
Speaking and teaching and everything.
Yeah.
You're now Jill's best friend too.
So we're glad to have Zane back. And then Heather, our part-time staff, she's helping Jenny and Lena and Jay and whoever else needs help around here. She's been a great help.
There's always paperwork. I had two things. Deadline for any of the grants is the end of next month, right? Our grant review committee last year was Wilson, Nave, Micah, and myself. Because of a potential conflict on one of the applications, I'm taking myself off and putting you on there, Bob. And the other question, and we always do this each year when we get around to the grants, we see what grants we have and then see what they're asking for. I will note we've got almost $88,000 in penalties that we collected last year. We might want to give thought to using, if the grants are worthy,
right,
using that for at least part of the grants.
Well,
we could always do more than that.
Well, and I think the way to address that, Tracy, and unlike, you know, commissioners' courts that have, we're going to pay this bill out of this fund.
Yeah.
It's all just a general fund from us. But I think stating when we issue those grants, I think stating and making it part of the record and part of the minutes that we're basically dedicating those penalties we received last year to the funding of this, you know, even though it's in theory, the idea of it is.
It's not a fund. This is a line item in the budget.
Right.
Have we had any grants?
We've gotten, how many have you received? Right. So
we may have a half a dozen or so done.
Right. I would add one other thing, Tracy. We talked a lot about Senate Bill 2440, the requirement for counties and platting authorities to require groundwater studies. We have entered into an interlocal agreement fully executed with Parker County and with Wise County to review those groundwater studies for them. Of course, there's a fee that they're, the developer will have to pass through them to us for $1,500 per review. We've also, the city of New Fairview and Wise County approved entering into an interlocal with us. We haven't executed that yet, but it was approved by their council. Aneta North also approved entering into an inter, because this applies to cities as well. So if somebody's trying to plot a subdivision within a city, within their ETJ that's using groundwater, they have to require those studies as well. So Aneta North has approved entering into an interlocal with us. I've been, Tracy, I know we've talked with Montague. I think based on the judge, they have they intend to. They just hadn't done it yet. Hood County, trying to schedule meetings. We'll go from there. And then there's several other cities in Wise County have stated their interest. New Fairview, they've got a really I've been impressed with their new city manager, and he's been kind of driving this, and he's encouraging a lot of the other communities and cities in Wise County to do it as well.
Is Rome looking into it, or will that be under Wise County?
Rome is also looking into it as well. Yeah. Jill's got a meeting with them.
Montague County, their issues are also revising their subdivision rules at the same time instead of separating them. I expect sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks, Doug and I'll have a meeting with them to go through some stuff. Heads up for Jill, you might contact St. Joe because I think they've got a subdivision city property on the east side.
Okay.
They may be going commercial on the highway, but I don't.
You're talking about for Dollar General?
Yeah.
I was reading about that in the newspaper.
Yeah,
today.
I was too. But I know at one point they were talking about a housing development in there too, and I'm sure they have no clue on this.
Right.
So.
Well, even because, technically, even if it's a plat and it's extending existing groundwater, it still has to require the study. So City of St. Joe is groundwater-based.
Yep.
So they would have to require, even if it's in the city, not under the system, they have to require it.
Take a meeting with the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem up there, just trying to avoid it.
And Jill's kind of heading up that for us. I'm setting in on meetings with her for now, but pretty soon I'm just going to stop doing that.
I don't have anything else on administrative, but I want.
No, I appreciate it. I don't have anything else, guys.
Jill, if you'll contact, I think I made Director Wilson chairman of that review committee last year with him, and then the other three, and sit down and do that on the review and the grant applications once it closes. So we do not have any budget amendments, correct?
No. I hope not. Not the first month of the year.
Well, I hope not too, but, I've seen it happen the first week of the year too.
Yeah, sometimes things happen.
Yep. General managers or general counsel's report, Brian?
Hello, everybody. Just one thing. As many of you know, we've been working off and on for the last couple of years trying to get more groundwater-related disclosure and surface water-related disclosure information in the Texas Real Estate Commission forms between buyers and sellers. We finally made our big presentation to the Real Estate Commission's Broker Lawyers Committee on Friday of last week. And I think it was well received. They're a little alarmed at the length of the language we have, but they've appointed a subcommittee to look at that and inclusion of that. I think inclusion of that could help head off a lot of the problems that we see on a pretty regular basis. So we'll keep you posted on that. That's all I have.
Brian, are you in the office tomorrow?
I am.
Okay. I may need to call you. So.
Sounds good.
All right. Board have anything else? I believe our next meeting is February 15th. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right.
Here. How many more permits next time?
I don't know, Kyle.
I think I've got like 4 or 5.
Is that all?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
You sound thrilled about it.
Yeah, I've got like 4, like the fifth one is questionable.
Okay.
And back to my question I had when we were doing the operating permits. Obviously, one of those was approve the general manager's recommendation.
Okay. Because it meets the sites.
Turn it off.
Whether or not that can be in the consent agenda, I'll probably need to visit with Brian about a little bit. Because I guess there could be a protest on each one of those.
Right. You could always pull something. We could probably get inventive. I think Brian could come up with something.
And allow it to be pulled out. Obviously, those that where he's recommending denial needs to be individual. But, you know, that would expedite it another 15, 20 minutes from now. Because we're going to have other things that are going to take up the agenda time.
Right.
So we'll probably revisit that again next month and then make a policy decision on that.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything else? If not, and I show we're adjourned at 6:30.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
One note is that clock is right, Tracy.